Sentinel Online. Now loading all things Transformers.
And welcome to All Things Transformers. I'm your host, Steve Megatron, and joining me on this adventure into the Transformers fandom is TFG and Mike.
Yo.
So it's been a couple of weeks.
As it doesn't seem like it.
It's been a couple of weeks.
Are you sure about that?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. 10/29. Wow, it's 11/17. Holy crap.
Been a month.
Yeah. Not really. Not our usual month long break, but close. So how are things in the Transformers world where you are?
Seem to be doing okay. Still waiting for Studio Series 86 Megatron to finally decide to come out.
I haven't gotten any new emails from BBTS. The last email I got was, it has been delayed till November. That's the last email I got from them.
I think they're coming out in January now.
Oh, no, that's right. Yeah, the last email I got was February, I think. The last email I got was February because I sent you a message. I said, well, I guess you're getting this for my birthday. Yeah.
I'm like, this is stupid. I'm like, why is it not coming out?
I don't know. It's so crazy. But we have the seven sort of stories here. The way I say seven sort of is because the seventh story is basically Gary Chalk. I forget who the sponsor, the whatever, who was putting it on, but Gary on his Primal Parodies YouTube channel did a live stream, and I kind of thumbed through it, and it was just people asking him questions about certain things, about certain voice acting things, about how he combined certain parts of the voicing of like the other primes, like not necessarily Optimus Primal, but like the other primes that he's voiced, like Armada and Energon and other things. It was a nice little hour and 16 or hour and 20 minute stream. It was cool. So that's out there for people to check out. But continuing from last time, we have in hand Studio Series 86 Leader Soundwave new in hand images. Okay, so the first one is him in the tape deck mode with the tapes in front of him. I think the only tape out of all of these in both tape deck and actual animal form that I actually like is Ravage. Looking at Soundwave himself, I still wish this looked... I don't know. It's the... He doesn't look G1 enough to me. Like, the shape is there. The tape, it's the colors. It just doesn't... I don't know.
And then I get where you're coming from, because, like, I've been critical about Prime.
I mean, like, okay, so the first image, where it's just... He's just sitting there with the three tape decks, and... It just doesn't, I don't know if it's because it's plastic and not diecast construction, which is a lost art, but I don't know. It just looks weird to me. As we scroll through, I really don't like the way these tapes look in all the Buzzsaw and Laserbeak. They just look weird. And then you get to I think it's like the fifth or sixth or when you get to the Ravage images, I'm like, okay, Ravage looks cool. What is that thing coming out of his ass? Because his first image, it looks like there's something coming out of his ass. And what it is it's his second piece that goes on top of him for his missiles. And I'm like, why would you take a picture like that? What is that showing? Is that showing that it's detachable? You could have taken a better picture. Like, I don't know. This is just weird. Whatever. It is what it is.
Yep, it is.
And Soundwave in alt mode, in robot mode, he looks great. He looks cool. But again, I like that after all the robot mode pictures, the one where the last picture. So if you're at the starting first picture, you just go to the left, the one where whoever's photos these are, the dude's holding the tape deck. It looks good, but honestly, I would prefer having the Lego version of Soundwave over having this. I don't know. It just doesn't. I don't know.
Yeah, I like how they, you know, made them more 3D and, you know, less narrow so they don't tip over and stuff. But I like Soundwave. I like what he is. Like, I think that the colors are, like I said, a little bit off, but it's not a bad figure. It's too bright. It's like the Prime. Like, the Prime is too bright.
Yeah.
And I could fix it. Like, I could. But like, I did that for the War for Cybertron Prime, and I just was like, okay, he's my G2.
Yeah.
And I left Studio Series 86 Prime alone because I'm like, I don't want to alter it too much. Like, if there was, you know, I've changed the head out and that's about it.
Yeah.
But Soundwave, like, the legs look kind of plain-ish, and so do the arms, and then like the upper torso blue just kind of looks bland.
Yep.
So I don't know.
It just, it's not worth them. Like, and again, this is Hasbro. This is Studio Series 86. Especially with next year being the 40th anniversary of the movie, you would think that they would be going all out. And that I don't know if it's just the way the person that has the photos, I don't know if it's the way they're holding it or if the way that Soundwave is standing, but if you look at these the second and the third and the second photo to the last. So basically right before you get to where the dude's holding the tape deck, the last two robot mode photos, that second one there where he's just standing there and he's not holding the robot, the blue looks brighter, but when he's holding him, it looks darker. And I'm sitting here thinking, okay, I know lighting is a thing and whatever, but come on, the lighting can't change that much. I don't know. I don't think this is worth the money for me. They're really going to have to, and we should not, at whatever price point this thing is, I forget what the price point of this is supposed to be, but whatever price point SS86 leader class Soundwave is, no one that's a Transformers fan should have to buy this and have anyone that's a repaint or, you know, artist extraordinaire specialist like yourself, we shouldn't have to have someone like you repaint this for us into the colors that it should be. They should make it the color that it should be from whatever it's supposed to be referencing. And like I said before, I don't know what the F they were thinking with these two bird cassettes. They just weird.
Yup.
Moving on to Transformers Collaborative Series. I have never watched Stranger Things. I don't know if I ever will.
Ditto.
I don't have any opinion of the series, positive, negative, indifferent. Other way, all as I know is I've seen several trailers and it's just not my thing. However, this Stranger Things Transformers Frequency and 8-Tracks official reveal and pre-order, like this to me, that this might actually get me to watch Stranger Things. But this thing is really cool because it's based on the radio station from the show. It's a robot that turns into a van, basically a radio station van, and it comes with a chicken laser beak. I don't know what that's all about because I haven't watched the show, obviously, but this is kind of cool.
So he's obviously a Cassetticon.
Yep.
And it's unique. Now, the thing about the collaborative series are they're not allowed to sell these designs for something else. So that's why, right. Like, you had Kit, you had the yeah. DeLorean, you had the Ghostbusters yeah. machine. So you'll never see it repainted as something else.
Oh, yeah. No.
Now, that being said, looking at this, I love the robot mode.
Yeah, it's very cool.
I really do. And yeah. I say that because it kind of reminds me of the mascot of ATTF.
Yeah.
In robot
kinda
mode.
Kind of looks like Ultimus, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That head. And I looked at that head and I'm like, wait, did they steal Steve's design? What the hell?
Well, and I'm looking at the shoulders.
Yeah.
Like the grill and the, yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at all of that and I'm like, oh yeah, it kind of looks like Ultimus. And I'm like, I'm not overly upset about it either. Cause I'm like, like I really was. Cause I was kind of going, you know,
and I know you've always wanted Ultimus to be your Chevy S10, your old Chevy S10 you had.
Yep.
But really, even though Ultimus is the all things Transformers mascot, but if he was to be the GCRN mascot, having him transform into a radio station van would be like, I mean, come on, that would be so fucking cool.
So, I mean, I was looking at it and because like I've been eyeballing like the Transformers Legacy Generations Select lift ticket
okay.
for some time. Because I'm like, okay, he turns into a truck and he's probably the closest that I'm going to get.
Yeah.
You know, and it's cheap. Like it's
okay.
They get it on discount at BBTS for like $18. And I'm like, okay, I've been eyeballing this one for ages. And not to mention, you know, right now they have like J-Axis G2 yep. is on discount yep. too for like a fraction of the price. And I'm sitting here going, because like the J-Axis would work great for the Megatron pre-Beast, more than the Galvatron figure would. And then I'm looking at this, the Stranger Things thing, and I'm like, okay, he looks like he could be Ultimus Prime.
Yep.
Because the chess thing, if I didn't want to put a cassette, put the Matrix.
Yep.
And then swap out the weapon.
Yep.
And then give him and see, I haven't seen enough of the figure to know, you know, does he have a spot for a fusion cannon to be on his shoulder?
Yep.
And I love the fact that, you know, it's a radio vehicle.
Yep.
Yeah, I like the head looks really good, the details and everything else. And I'm just kind of looking at it. I'm like, I wonder if I could kit bash it. Cause like, you know, the back of them. What's to say, like, because I haven't seen like all the stuff on the back and the sides. It's like I could repanel him and keep like the shoulders the same and repanel, you know, the rest of it so that it's a truck instead of a van.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at it and I'm like, oh, this figure looks genuinely good.
Yeah, but it would be I don't know. It would be so cool. I know you want Ultimus to be a truck. And you could always do like more than one Ultimus version. It would just be so cool if Ultimus was the GCRN radio station van. That would be so friggin' cool.
This one, like, between this, like,
yeah,
I don't say like, oh, I want a random figure for no reason, you know, out of the blue. Well,
yeah, but, I know.
But I'm looking at it and I'm going like, okay, I want Megatron.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, because he's going to fight Prime.
Yeah.
And that would be my first G1 Megatron.
Yeah.
And then I'm looking at, you know, the Captain Kirk from like Star Trek Generations that's supposed to come out like end of next year. So that's nowhere near. But then I'm looking at this and I'm like, this I could genuinely see being Ultimus. Like, if I repainted him even.
Yep.
And printed GCRN decals.
Yep.
I'm like, like, mm-hmm. I could technically paint him the same color as my truck.
Uh-huh.
So, I don't know. It's very tempting. It's very, very, very tempting. I don't watch Stranger Things, but I love the robot design.
Yeah.
So, I would be very, very tempted for this, depending on cost.
Nope.
So, I'll have to see. It says, well, it says 57 at Target. It's an exclusive.
Ah, oh, crap.
Boo. Well, it's planned release. This is June, so I've got time.
Yeah, you got time. Speaking of time, yes, according to BBTS, estimated arrival February 2026 for Megatron. I went and looked. Yeah. Speaking of other beasts, Age of the Primes Deluxe Quick Strike in-hand images. I'm looking at these and I'm thinking, this is Quick Strike? This can't be Quick Strike.
It looks great.
It looks ugly as fuck.
Well, it looks great as far as a toy.
Really?
Yeah. Do you remember the original?
Yeah, but
the original was hot garbage. Like, it was see-through in parts. It was a basic figure, and it was like, it didn't have the shoulder things the same way. The head was the wrong sculpt. The paint job was bad. The snake tail is basically the only thing original on this by comparison.
Yeah. Like, I was thinking they were gonna make him more show accurate, and I don't remember Quickstrike having so much black on him in the show.
So, like, looking at the, you know, because they have a side by side of the original figure,
uh-huh.
and then they have him in it.
Yeah.
And this is the thing too. I could easily get Quick Strike.
Yeah.
And repaint the dude.
Yeah.
So he didn't have, and this is the CGI thing.
Yeah.
Technically the quote unquote black parts of his body, like the snake part and the, you know, the shoulders and the legs, technically they're like a bronze.
Okay, fine. Whatever. So,
but yeah, they should have been colored differently. But as far as the rest of the figure is concerned, it looks great. And
yeah.
So like if I got this guy, for instance, too, like I would repaint that stuff bronze to be show accurate.
Yeah. Because he looks great next to all the other beast characters here.
Yeah, I see Quickstrike I always liked better than Scorponok.
Yeah, Scorponok's a bitch.
Yep. I hated Scorponok, and I didn't get Silverbolt, but it was more so I was never a fan of Silverbolt. Quickstrike I always liked. And, you know, the Inferno looks great, except for his goofy hands.
Yeah.
Megatron looks great, obviously. Scorponok, he's a deluxe, but he's shorter.
Yeah.
Like, he looks stupid. Like, I put leg extenders on him before I sold him. Like, I 3D printed leg extenders to make him taller. And I gave him an additional like add-on to his torso to make him taller because I was like, he is so stupidly short.
Yeah.
And so I don't have him anymore, but yeah, I I really like this quick strike. And yeah, I mean, if I saw him, I would probably get him, but I don't, I'm not going to go out of my way either.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he is cool. I haven't seen him yet in stores. I've seen a lot of the other guys, but not him.
Yep.
Very cool figure.
Yeah, he's very cool. So, folks, next year, next year is a big year for Transformers, everybody. TFCon Los Angeles, March 13th to 15th, 2026, celebrating the 30th anniversary of Beast Wars, the 25th anniversary of Robots in Disguise, 2001, and the 40th anniversary of Transformers the Movie, 1986, Los Angeles Marriott Burbank Airport. TFCon Los Angeles 2025, America's Ultimate Transformers Fan Experience, returns to Los Angeles the weekend of March 13th to 15th, 2026. Tickets now on sale. TFConLA.com/tickets. Hotel block online at TFConLA.com/hotel. Man, we got to figure out a way to get you to this thing, because Colorado, LA, it ain't that far.
LA is pretty far. It's expensive too.
I know it's expensive, but
I don't want to go to LA, to be honest. Like, it, I drove through California last year or earlier this year. It was not fun.
Okay, but you would be flying from one place to another. Like, we got to figure out a way to get Steve to LA, TFCon LA, folks. I almost said LA Comic Con, but TFCon LA. It's the 30th anniversary of Beast Wars. It's his favorite show of all time. He does the damn voice of the main villain. Send donations to feedback@geekcastradio.com. That's not the actual address to send the donations to, folks.
No, it is not.
But so yeah, that's coming. They're gonna do, I don't know what they're gonna be doing, but that was all that information is out there. I am going to be very interested to see what they're going to be doing for that this year. And then we get into comics. So we have, just last week we had Transformers, trade paperback volume 4 from Skybound Entertainment release. This collects issues 19 to 24 and a story from the Energon Universe Special 2025. So that's out now for trades. Coming up next month, we've got Transformers 27. Megatron strikes back. The Decepticons make their move to rescue one of their most powerful members from the Autobots. So that's what's going on there. And then in January 14th of next year, starting off the year with issue 28, we've got Mirage and Bulkhead are back in action. Get ready for awesome. And RC makes a stunning decision that will shock every Transformers fan. Trust me, folks, it's not really that shocking. It's not because I've read the issue. It's just because whoever is writing the solicitations for Skybound, they use that terminology in every effing solicitation. Boy. So that's what's coming out for that. I'm trying to think what else is going on for Transformers. There was something else I was going to bring up.
Black Friday, they're doing the bundles at Walmart.
Oh, yeah, that's true for Black Friday.
Yeah. Yeah. So they're bundling TF1 Optimus with like a Chevy Tahoe Dark of the Moon character. And then they're bundling. So here it is. Cybertron Hotshot is with G1 Optimus Prime, like the classic, like the one that's articulated but styled like the original 84 figure.
Mm-hmm.
So that one is a two-pack. TF1 Optimus Prime and Dark of the Moon Hatchet. Origins Bumblebee and G2 Breakdown. Beast Wars Tarantulas and Alita 1. Animated Bumblebee and Chromia. Cosmos and Armada Wheeljack. Studio Series 86 Bumblebee and Devastation Optimus Prime. Wild Rider and TF Prime Knockout. Rise of the Beast Wheeljack and Rise of the Beast Scorponok. Reactivate Bumblebee in Studio Series 86 Bumblebee. Age of the Prime Solus Prime and Dead End, and Age of the Prime Solus Prime and Age of the Prime Slingshot are the options. It's funny because they're the weirdest pairs, and I don't know, like I feel like these are the ones that they're like, yeah, we couldn't sell these, so we just we've back sealed these together and two for one. Like,
it's always surprising to me where certain Transformers or any action figures or any toys show up. Like, these just showed up at Five Below. These just showed up at, well, this store's out of business now, but Circuit City, or these just showed up at Best Buy. I'm like, what the is that doing at Best Buy? Like, I don't know. It's weird.
The Optimus Prime, though, like, I was on the hunt for that for a while, and then I got Studio Series 86, and I was like, okay, I'm good.
Yeah.
Right. I like the idea of that Prime, but at this point, I'm like, I don't need it. There are other figures I'd rather get at this point. Yep. And he's bundled with Hotshot, and I don't really care.
So, yeah, nobody cares about Hotshot. Hotshot sucks. I remember what the other comic news was that Dan Mora, who is the current artist on Transformers, is only going to be there for the 6 issues of the current arc. So their terminology in issue 25 to 30, the Generation 1 arc, at least that's what it's called on the Volume 5 trade. But Dan Mora will be leaving Transformers after 6 issues, ? But for those Dan Mora lovers, you may have to get used to getting less Dan Mora going forward. He recently stated, next year I'm going to put all of my energy in just one book. 2026 will be DC only, and that Transformers will be only 6 issues. Hey, you never know. Maybe Dan Mora will be drawing a DC Comic Weekly titled. Source is Bleeding Cool. Just wanted to have this text here. So we're only... and. For me, I don't mind artist changes on books, but I don't want constant artist changes. Like, it's fine if it's an arc, if it's one story arc or two story arcs. We started Transformers with Daniel Warren Johnson writing and drawing and doing the colors. And well, he didn't do the colors, but he did the writing and the drawing. And then we went to Jorge Corona doing the drawing, and now we're on Dan Mora, and that's fine, but I am hoping after starting with issue 31, I'm hoping that we at least have a consistent artist on the book for at least more than just one arc, because that would be kind of nice. So here's hoping that Robert Kirkman will be staying on writing and all that, but Dan Mora's art so far in 25 and 26 has been solid. I absolutely love it.
Yeah, at some point I'll read the comics.
Yep, we will. We'll get the trades and we'll do them on the show at some point. I think I already have the first 2 or 3 volumes already saved up.
So, but, yeah, I think that about runs it out. I don't really have anything else that I can think of that's coming up.
No, it's the end of the year. There's not much news coming out. I mean, there's some, but not much. So
I'm hoping that we get some new cartoon notice.
Yeah, I'm thinking that'll happen somewhere after Christmas, maybe, or maybe right before Christmas. If it happens after Christmas, it'll probably happen sometime in January, most likely. I think. Could be wrong, but you never know. So,
thank you as always for listening to All Things Transformers. I've been your host, Steve Megatron, with TFG and Mike. You can, of course, interact with us on the website post, geekcastradio.com. And you can talk to us on the Facebook page on Geekcast Radio Network. Until next time, transform and transcend.
Yes.